And if you want to be a ski instructor in Switzerland, you've got to know how to ski, of course. But in some cases, you also have to know how to speak Chinese. That's thanks to an initiative by the Swiss Tourist Bureau, which is hoping that China's growing middle class will head to the Alps to ski. And the Swiss are not alone. Ski resorts in Colorado are banking on Chinese skiers, too. In this Christmas Day encore, Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports.
Inside the offices of the Aspen Skiing Company, Candace Sherman is learning Mandarin Chinese using a Rosetta Stone audio course. Sherman is the international sales manager for the company, and she's preparing for new visitors to Aspen. At her desk, she practices Mandarin about 30 minutes each day.
Yeah, it's definitely uses a different part of your brain. You know, it's a challenge. It gets you real outside of the norm.
There's vast amounts of wealth being created in China and a new middle and upper class that's booming.
Jeff Hanley is also with the Aspen Skiing Company.
So it's not a secret that the whole world wants a part of that. And for us, we'd be remiss not to look at that and not to realize it.
China is the United States' number one emerging market, and ski resorts in Colorado are focusing their sights on it. Zhaoshan Liu skis at Vail Resort with family and friends.
I would only spend 1 week in Colorado, but now I spend 3 weeks in Colorado every year.
Liu is part of China's middle class. In fact, he owns a ski resort there. Resorts in the U.S. aren't looking for first-time skiers, but rather world travelers who have already skied in Europe and Canada. Bob Stinchcomb is with the company Vail Resorts.
We are targeting a very affluent Chinese skier that has the means and the desire to come over to America to try our skiing.
A company sales rep based in Beijing works to attract skiers to resorts like Vail in north central Colorado. Stinchcomb says the company wants to break down cultural barriers.
In our ski school, we do have multilingual staff. And within that multilingual staff, we do have a number of instructors that either speak Mandarin or have other Chinese language skills.
Last year, 1.5 million Chinese tourists visited the U.S. That's a 500% increase in visitations from just 12 years ago. The U.S. Travel Association says Chinese tourists typically visit iconic destinations like New York City. Now some are starting to branch out to places like Colorado. But it will be a few years before there's a steady stream of tourists at Colorado's resorts. Back in the offices of the Aspen Skiing Company, Candace Sherman in the sales department wraps up her Mandarin language lesson. Chinese travelers spend more than some of their international counterparts. They tend to fork over an average of $7,100 per person per trip when they come to the United States. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Krivenin in Aspen.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.